Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Before my eyes, Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back to another edition, kids, of the Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and as we do every Thursday at 7, Fridays at 9, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives at CygnusRadio.com, bringing you the best in all things heavy metal, including Up in the Irons, as our friend Lord Gates said at the start of the show. We do it every week. We start off with Iron Maiden, well, almost every week, most weeks. Little Iron Maiden off of the Iron Maiden album, their debut, Remember Tomorrow. And I am, of course, sending that out in the memory of their original vocalist, Paul Di'Anno, who passed away recently. Did not get a chance to mention that last week, and I thought this would be the perfect time to play this song, I feel like. Let's remember all the killer music that Paul Di'Anno helped create in those two Iron Maiden records. Rest in power. All right, so we've got a big show for you guys. We're unleashing another new segment to the show this week in the absence of the Candyman. This is another one that he helped come up with, help create. But let's do some new stuff first, because I got some stuff I want to play for you guys that I'm real excited about, including a band that dropped their debut album on November 1st through 20 bucks spin. The band is Neon Nightmare. Now, this is a solo project of Nate Garrett, who, of course, is all things Spirit Adrift. And I think he would be okay with me saying that this is some serious typo negative worship. And I don't have a problem with that, because I'm a huge typo fan, as we found out last week, if you were listening. This is Neon Nightmare. It's one of the singles off their new record. This one's called They Look Like Shadows. It's the wrong side of the track. Nope. This is Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio. That right there, three fantastic new tracks from three fantastic bands. That right there, a band out of Indianapolis called Mother of Graves, who I am a fan of, man. And this new record they dropped in October called The Periapt of Absence through Profound Lore Records is killer. Killer. We gave you a track off it called Gallows. If you're a fan of Death Doom or Doom in general, please check out Mother of Graves. Fantastic stuff. Before that, a band out of the UK called Light of the Morning Star. They have a new EP they just dropped on October 4th called Wings in the Night Sky through Debimur Morty Productions. And we gave you the track Burial Chamber Cold. And then starting off the block, Neon Nightmare with a new album out called Faded Dream that just dropped on November 1st through 20 bucks spin. And again, if you are a fan of Typo Negative or any type of that sort of gothic melodic doom, of which we highlighted last week, please check out Neon Nightmare. They are fantastic, and we gave you the track They Look Like Shadows, which has a really cool music video that is up on the YouTubes as well. All right, so we debuted a new segment last week called Underrated, Overrated, Perfect. We're going to debut a new segment this week, actually over the next 2 weeks, because it's sort of two different segments. So I had the idea of having an on-the-road segment where we would highlight tours that are currently happening that you should get out and see. But then the Candyman, and we were discussing this, said, you know, you should also do an on-the-road archives where you're highlighting tours that I saw back in the day. And I think that comes out of an episode we did a year or so ago where we highlighted all bands the Candyman will never get to see live that I did. So think Typo Negative, Dio, Dissection, bands where somebody has died, usually Motorhead. But yeah, so I thought this was a really good idea. And the first tour I thought of for some reason was one that I actually roadied on for about a week. So I used to work for a record label called Relapse Records. I'm sure most fans out there are familiar with it. When I was working there, it was just before Neurosis released their Times of Grace album, which is one of my top two favorite Neurosis records. And Relapse was going to have a showcase at the CMJ conference in New York City. This used to be an annual college music thing that they did, and labels would have showcase shows. And Relapse's show was going to be at CBGB's. This was in the fall of 1999. In order to warm up for that, Neurosis, who was going to headline that show, decided they were going to do a week's run on the East Coast, which was called the East Coast Contamination Tour. Now, I have looked in the archives and in the webs for some semblance of remembrance of this. I can't find anything online about this tour. It happened. I was there because I was tabbed to be the guy to drive Neurosis up and down the East Coast for a week because I was the only one at the label who didn't drink or do drugs or both. So there it is. On tour with Neurosis for those 5 or 6 dates was another new signing to Relapse, Coalesce. So it was Coalesce and Neurosis for the first 4 or 5 shows. And then there was a show outside of Boston in a high school gymnasium of all places. And I don't remember even the town. It was just so random. But also on that show was Nile and Converge. And then the last night of the tour was at CBGB's, which also featured Nile and Unsane, who is, of course, from New York. And I believe Unsane may have also played the Boston show, too. I'm not really remembering. So let's give you this block now. I'll tell you more about this Boston area show when we come back, but here's three of those bands who played that show. And let's start with Converge. Off the record they had just put out, this one's called My Unsaid Everything. Smell Dead. Yeah. Metal Dad Radio. There you go. I got to see that tour 5 nights in a row back in 1999. Neurosis and Coalesce, they gave you Neurosis, The Doorway, off of their Times of Grace album, which had not yet been released. They were in the process of finalizing it and getting ready to release it. And so that was actually, now that I think about it, the end of 1998. Because Times of Grace came out in May of 99. So it was 1998, fall of 98. Coalesce before that. What Happens on the Road Always Comes Home. That is accurate. And Converge, starting off the block, My Unsaid Everything. And I mentioned that Converge played the Boston show of this tour, obviously because that's their home city. And, the, you know, Converge, I think the owner of Relapse at the time was really trying to court Converge into signing with Relapse, which they did not. But Converge, that set, that show, there were so many people, and it was so nuts. I just remember Jacob Bannon, the vocalist of Converge, walking, not stage diving, just walking across people's heads like he was, you know, Jesus walking across water. It was bizarre, crazy. Also, at the CBGB show was the one where I thought I was going to die in the Coalesce pit because their guitar player jumped into the crowd, and I felt like everybody in the crowd jumped in with him, and I was like lying on the floor, pretty sure I was going to get trampled. I did not. So there you go. All right, so let's go down to album celebrating anniversaries, and we're going to go all the way back to 1983. November 15th, 1983, Ozzy Osbourne releases Bark at the Moon. It's the title track, Smell Dead Radio.
The moon.
Metal Dad Radio. That right there, three albums celebrating anniversaries. This one was called A Bad Influence on Metal. This one's been called The Reason Metalcore Exists. This has been... a lot of people don't like this record. I love this record, and much like a lot of albums, I cannot blame a good album for bad knockoffs that have come after it. That's just how I feel about Slaughter of the Soul. I love Early at the Gates. This came out on November 14th, 1995 through Earache Records, and we gave you the track Cold. Before that, Death. This is an album no one can argue with. Leprosy, released November 16th, 1988 through Combat Records. We gave you one of the greatest death metal songs of all time, in my opinion, Pull the Plug. Love this album. And starting off the block, Ozzy Osbourne, Bark at the Moon, title track off of his album released in November 15th, 1983 through Epic Records here in the States. And if anybody ever asks you, here's a good trivia question for your friends. What heavy metal music video featured a future Academy Award winner? That would be this video, Bark at the Moon, which featured Academy Award-winning actress Emma Thompson before she became super famous. All right, so there you go. Let's finish this off the way we always do, as a tribute to, we believe, his first ever heavy metal band. That, of course, is Black Sabbath. Let's stick with the Sabbath Bloody Sabbath record for the second week in a row. It's a song we haven't played in a long time. This is Sabbath. This is Sabra Cadabra. Till next week, kids.